All right, setting the bar stories, Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do.
So, delivery people, yes, they're everywhere. Yes, they are the fabric of our society now. But if you can manage to make it through the day without going to the bathroom with a customer's food when you're supposed to be delivering it, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I prefer my food not to have a visit to the bathroom first before it gets to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so if you're, it's really more, I guess, gross in thought, right? Because if it's bagged up and sealed, probably not going to be affected by going into the bathroom and just sitting on a counter, right?
Uh-huh.
However, it's still, it's the thought of food being right in the bathroom before it goes to you.
I just want it to go from the restaurant to your car to me.
So this manager for Jersey Mike's says she saw this DoorDasher take, you know, pick up an order.
Right.
And go into the bathroom with the food.
Oh, boy.
And so she then, she posted a TikTok and tried to report the incident and just said, hey, are you going to allow the customer to know what transpired? Because I don't have the customer's info. This is all through, you know, a third party delivery service, right? And so it was kind of unclear if the company was able to notify the customer, but she was like, Lee was like, make sure y'all get up and come get y'all food because it's nasty work out here for real.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah. So like it was, you know, a lot of people were commenting. Some people were giving her hate for telling on the DoorDasher.
Oh, like, she'd just be like, it's going to be fine.
Like, look, the DoorDasher's just trying to do, you know, their job and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, hey,
sometimes
look.
Sometimes nature calls.
You got a nature call before you pick up the bag of food.
That is a good lesson.
You know?
That is a good point. Valid.
Yeah, yeah. And so that
we
is...
We get it. You're going to need to sometimes make a pit stop.
Yeah, we get
just
that.
Leave the food in the car.
Or leave the food on the counter.
That's right. And just do it before you make the
yes,
pickup.
Go to the restroom first, then pick up the food.
That's better.
Oh, shoot.
That's better.
So there you go. That's your set of the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without going to the bathroom with the customer's food when you're supposed to be delivering it, you're doing okay.
Okay, okay.
But with that in mind, what was your worst or most awkward experience with a delivery service? All right.
Okay.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.